This is Remote But Not Restricted, a podcast from Sight and Sound Technology and the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Welcome into episode number 4 of Remote But Not Restricted, looking at institutional supports for visually impaired students. My name is Stuart Lawler, and on this week's show, we'll be talking with Stacey Scott about RNIB Bookshare. Well, we always love to hear from our podcast listeners. You can send an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. We've had some great reactions so far to our podcasts, and we thank you very much for taking the time to drop us an email. I got a nice message from Gary, who's a student in Wolverhampton, and he just said, "I'm finding the Thomas Pocklington Student Hub really great. Thanks for all the information." Thanks, Gary, and best of luck with your studies. Hope you're doing okay and staying safe, as for everybody else as well, of course. Now, last week, I mentioned to you that we're in all the podcast directories, Google Podcast, Apple, and all that sort of stuff. Somebody asked, contacted us to say, will my Alexa, my device, I'm almost afraid to say her name, will my device play your podcast? And in fact, it didn't, but we fixed that. We're now on the Lady A, as they say. If you want our podcast to play, you can ask to play Remote But Not Restricted. Now, Stacey Scott is waiting outside, so let's get on with the show.
You're listening to Remote But Not Restricted, a podcast from Sight and Sound Technology and the Thomas Pocklington Trust.
Well, this week, it's all about Bookshare, a service available from RNIB in the UK. And I'm delighted to be on Zoom today with Stacey Scott from RNIB, who's going to tell us all about Bookshare. Stacey, welcome to the Remote But Not Restricted podcast.
Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. How are you getting on? How is working from home? How is COVID-19 impacting you first, I suppose?
Well, it's a very interesting time. I'm enjoying not having to do the commute, of course, but starting to miss the company of other people, definitely.
I think that's a really good point, because I said something similar to someone the other day. I said I don't have to go out to work, but I'm definitely missing. It's not quite the same sitting on something like Zoom, is it?
No, it's not. And it's an interesting one, because why not? You know, if you get to talk to people sometimes more often than you would if you went into the office or went round to their house. But it doesn't quite feel enough. It doesn't quite feel the same.
No. And you know, I suppose we're all craving that physical contact. So that's just being able to kind of shout over to somebody in the same room, which we don't have at the moment. So,
no.
Well, look, hopefully it's not going to be for too much longer, which is good news. Stacey, we're here to talk about Bookshare and what Bookshare is. But maybe before we talk about Bookshare, let's go back to before we had this service. In terms of students who going to third level, how did people get books prior to this service being available from RNIB?
Well, it's a great question, actually, Stuart, because we talk a lot about what we have available now, but what we've realised recently is we don't talk enough about how that compares to how it used to be. You know, hence, I guess, really putting out there how important RNIB Bookshare is. So, certainly, you know, in even say 5 to 10 years ago, we had a situation easily where a person with a print disability, so see, visual impairment or dyslexia and a whole number of other things, could be sitting in class and the rest of their peers are you know, reading the book and that's associated with the lesson, and they're learning and they're going along with it, and that person with the particular impairment or disability is sitting there and they don't have the materials, or they have the book but it's not in the format that they can read. So we found that, you know, a lot of students and pupils have been experiencing this for the longest time. And of course, you know, a lot of them would have support, but those books had to be adapted. So they had to be printed out and on different coloured paper, or marked through with different coloured pen, or enlarged, or put into Braille, and a whole host of other things, which often took quite a long time. So again, we'd see that student sitting in class with no resources for them.
And I would have certainly heard similar things here in Ireland. One of the other things I heard was that for some people, and I guess this kind of depends on where you are, maybe where you're doing the course, the type of course you're doing, but for some people, the lack of access to college textbooks meant that they just couldn't complete the course.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To draw my own experience, someone who's completely blind, when I went to university, I started off doing psychology and sociology, and they didn't have any of those journals or textbooks in sort of digital copy. So the only way for me to read them was to buy the expensive books, have the spines dropped off them, and scan them in page by page. And to be honest, it just took so much time and so much energy that in the end, I just couldn't do it. And I did the extreme, and I switched to a maths degree. But I'm sure a lot of other people would do the more sensible option and stick with it or leave.
Yeah, and I know when we were chatting last week, I was telling you that I was doing a management course a couple of years ago, and they had a very large textbooks. One of the reading texts for the course was a very large book, which they did get me available as a PDF book, but it was untagged, and it had such strict licensing attached to it that you had to download it each week because it used to expire. So you couldn't it was a really, I've never seen anything like it. So that was all pre Bookshare. That was pre RNIB coming along with this wonderful service. And I think those of us who have studied in the past are probably feeling, and quite rightly, a little bit jealous right now of those people who are now using the wonderful Bookshare service. Tell us, what is Bookshare first?
So Bookshare, it started off actually back in 2011 or something, and it was called Load to Learn. And it had about 100 books in Microsoft Word. And the idea was just to put some key textbooks that people could get hold of if they needed it in Microsoft Word. And then we discovered, let's take this to another level. And essentially, we created RNIB Bookshare in 2016. So I think by that point, we started with maybe a few hundred titles, a couple of publishers on board. And essentially, it's a digital collection of books. So we grew the collection, bringing in both PDFs and EPUB books. So it's currently sitting, the number of books is currently sitting in a collection is 540,000, which is somewhere we never thought we would be. We were always discussing, could we ever reach six figures? Could we ever get to 100,000? And we thought that would be a massive milestone. And we've managed to get to over 500,000. So it's basically over 500,000 digital books that a learner studying in education with a print impairment can access for free in a variety of different accessible formats. So an EPUB, for example, can be converted on the site into DAISY text, DAISY audio, Microsoft Word, Braille, or it can be actually open and read directly with an inbuilt web reader tool. So essentially someone would sign up through their school, search for a book, download the book, and pick from the 540,000 titles.
So you sign up through the institution where you're doing the course, you log in and you search for the book. What happens maybe if the book isn't available? Can you guys go and get the book, or how does that work?
Yes, absolutely. So if the book isn't available, we have a book request feature. So you can just click on book request, make book request, and that then comes to my team, and we contact the publisher on your behalf and keep you updated with the progress of that, the end of which hopefully being we now have the book for you. Here it is.
What have publishers been saying, or how was their response to Bookshare? Because I can understand, or I can imagine that some publishers might be maybe cautious, because I guess they're always thinking about, who's going to have access to these files? Will they fall into the wrong hands? Was there a reluctance, or was that process easy?
Well, I mean, we put a lot of time into making sure that our security was airtight. There's a lot of security involved, a lot of protocols, and it's all very, very well documented. So that's the first thing that we discuss with publishers and short publishers is the security measures. And to be honest, I think a lot of it is, you know, you had to build it up slowly. And once you got around enough publishers, and you have to build up those relationships as well, you build up a relationship, partnership of trust. And when you have some of the more sort of key or prestigious publishers join you, it doesn't take long for the other ones to say, ah, well, if such and such has joined, then it must be a secure service. So as soon as we could pin just one very, very notable publisher, then it was then a case of building from that.
They're all jumping in to join you. Yeah.
Most of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in terms of searching, because I suppose I'm straight away thinking maybe somebody is studying a particular subject. So presumably you can kind of search by title, or you can search by subject area. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a category list. There's obviously search by title, author, ISBN, all of that sort of stuff. And if you are studying as well, if the staff, because basically staff can also have access so that they can download on behalf of their students. So there's two ways that it can work. Staff can open an account and add their students and download on behalf of them. Or, and the way we prefer it, is that staff add themselves and then add their students and give them their own learner login details so that students can actually go and independently download and search for their own books.
Mm-hmm. What about people, Stacey, who might be, and I'm particularly thinking during COVID-19, there might be students who are at home who mightn't be in as regular touch with their institution as they might be normally. So they mightn't be able to get access through their institution. Is there any provision for those guys?
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't want them to be disadvantaged at all. So we have put a plan in place where if someone is at home and they have a qualifying print disability, they can come to us and we just need to see proof of disability. So that can be a certificate or a letter. And then we can set them up as an individual learner.
Okay. And just in relation to the qualifying, because it's not just vision, sure, it's not.
No, it's any print disability, and that's under the Copyright 2014 Act. It's any print disability, so it's basically any condition that inhibits the ability to read a printed book. So that could be a visual impairment, it could be dyslexia, dyspraxia, it could be a physical disability, so someone who is not able to hold or manipulate the pages of a printed book.
Great. And I mean, then people can get in touch with you and your team will set them up with an account and they're up and running then with the service.
Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant. What's the website then when people want to go to Bookshare?
So it's www.rnibbookshare.org.
Brilliant. Stacey, it's a wonderful resource. People like you and I who've studied previously, as we said earlier on, probably feeling a little bit envious now, but it's a really great thing. Great work that you guys are doing, and I'm sure you will, and particularly during this time when people need access to that reading material as quickly as possible. A really, really great service. So all the best of luck with it in the future, and thank you very much for coming on our podcast today.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Stuart.
Many thanks to Stacey Scott there from RNIB, and what a brilliant resource there. Remember, www.rnibbookshare.org is the website, and if you want to get in touch and check that out, if you're a student and you need access, then please get in touch with Bookshare and make contact with Stacey and her team, and those guys will happily sort you out. That's just about it for this week. We're back next week with Ruth Gallagher Carr from Sight and Sound Technology. Looking forward to catching up with Ruth. Until then, from Stuart Lawler. Stay well, stay safe, and please stay at home.